We read the song of God every day, or Yoga Vasishtha every day, but something doesn't happen. How do you make it happen? That's it. Where is happening? Where is the happening happening?
Not on the conscious level.
Not on the conscious level at all. Or at least very little is happening on the conscious level. If the tea is to be digested, and if that is going to be consciously manipulated, adjusted, I'd probably do the most atrocious things. I would have it digested quickly, fat, immediately. Or postpone the digestion, delay the digestion, stretch out the digestion, so my stomach would be full even tomorrow morning. So these things happen at the involuntary level. I don't know about conscious or subconscious or whatever it is. At the involuntary level. None of the good things that happen in our life happens at the voluntary level. Volition means will. Which means, whenever we say, I will, I messed up. Something messy is the result. Right? Quite simple. 1, 2, 3 steps. Everything voluntary. Everything that we do out of our own volition is wrong. Or leads to something, some disaster. Whereas everything that happens involuntarily is beautiful. Breathing, the circulation of the heart, of the blood, digestion, living itself, sleeping. And where there is even a little bit of a combination of both voluntary and involuntary activities, even there we meddle and mess up the whole thing. Breathing we can do up to a point. And therefore up to a point we we meddle with it. We don't breathe properly. Because it's partly voluntary and partly involuntary. Sleep, partly voluntary, partly involuntary. And so we meddle with it. No. By definition, I am taking the extremely simple approach to it. The word will is the same as the word volition.
Devotion.
Volition. So, voluntary. Voluntary is will. It is that in connection with which you say, I will. You cannot say, I will digest my food, because that is involuntary. I will hold my breath for 2 minutes. That's voluntary, you can do it. I will not sleep tonight. That is voluntary, you can do it. But you cannot say, I will sleep. That is involuntary. Sleeping is involuntary. You cannot say, I will sleep. You may not sleep. So will is never involuntary. Will is not partly this, partly that. Will is will. Will is when you exercise your volition.
Manifest. So it's me putting it forward.
You are only desiring, nothing more than that.
But I'm leaving it up to the divine.
Yeah, yeah. So you're not.
I'm doing
so you're not willing at all. You're not using your volition at all. You are merely wishing, not willing. You wish it would happen, and then, as you say, you hand it over to God. So the will is God's, the wish is yours. That's all right. That's, that way I can also exercise my wish. I wish I could hold my breath for 5 minutes. But it is up to God, which means I can do it only for 2 minutes.
But you try too, so that you're willing too.
Which means trying is not willing, trying is still wishing. Please distinguish between these two. One is to wish for something, and the other is to will something. When you exercise your will, you make it happen. When you wish for it, I wish I could go to heaven, you know, that sort of thing. I have often done this. Whenever I see something like the seagull or the eagles, I wish I could be like that. It's gone. And there it spreads its wings and off. Today I heard that a glider crashed somewhere near Melbourne. And no one has heard an eagle crash, nosedive. Sometimes it doesn't flap its wings for 2 hours, 3 hours. It just goes. I stand below there, miserable little creature, earthbound. Terribly attracted by gravitation, unable to lift myself up, even to walk is a trouble. Even walking is a troublesome thing. You are not even off the ground, you are merely lifting one foot. And that foot is not lifted 1 foot, half of 6 inches. Even that becomes a labor, and there it is. Oh my God, I wish I would be a kite. Then I don't need a visa, they don't need a passport. Just zoom, 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 Australia. Zoom, 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 New Zealand. That's a wish. I dare not will, I will be a kite, an eagle. Then I leave it to God, so that in the next birth probably I'll become an eagle. Watch out. if an eagle comes and perches itself on top of this, give it some food. It's bound to be Swami Venkateshananda. That is the difference between wish and will. In will there is energy. In wish, there is sentiment.
When I say wish, I feel desire to know something.
Yes, 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 yes. I have great desire to be an eagle. That is, it is from this desire that a wish arises, sure. But will has got a specific connotation. It's a determination, it's got energy, and the energy is from there on directed in one direction. And you make it possible. Here I cannot make it possible. Whatever I am wishing for, it's in somebody else's hands. In the case of will, that which you will to do is, at least you think it's in your hands, till you knock against a brick wall and stop, you think it is in your hands.
Mm-hmm.
I will do it. I will go to Sydney. Then something happens. Yes, you may have to have a desire first. You may have a desire first, you may not have a desire first. You probably have to have a desire first, sure. Desire is a common factor for life, for everything in life. Except for involuntary action. For something which is involuntary, you don't have to have a desire at all.
I suppose that was the greatest desire.
For involuntary action?
Yeah.
Well, they say it's not desire in that sense, it is desire probably which maintains life. Desire to live. Which is not at the conscious level, subconscious level. All that is involuntary is at the subconscious level. You are not aware of it. You are not aware even of the desire to live. Pardon?
Don't you think people can become aware of that
though? I'm not sure. By we can think we are aware of the desire to live. But we are not really aware of the desire to live.
I suppose until we honestly come across death.
Thinking volitional?
Is thinking volitional? Is thought volitional? At least you think it is volitional. It is also both volitional and involuntary. Voluntary and involuntary. That is, you can voluntarily think a thought and then you experience the arising of a thought which you don't want. So it is both. And there again, as I said, we meddle with this and mess up the whole thing. For instance, this is one of the approaches to meditation, not exercise, but approaches to meditation. That is, you sit and do your japa. In here, your desire, your wish and your will and your volition and whatever you have is concentrated in doing this japa. Which, translated in simple language, means I will repeat the mantra. This is voluntary, you are going to do it. I will repeat the mantra for the next half an hour. Right. Some thoughts seem to float here and there. They are not the thoughts that I want to think. I want to think only this mantra, nothing else. It's quite simple. Isn't it? Yeah, right. Good. Thank you. It's terribly simple. I want to think only one thought and that is the thought of the mantra. This is the application of will. This is voluntary effort. This is volition. Involuntarily, thoughts seem to arise here and there. And it's an involuntary portion of the thinking process. But why is it that after a few minutes, maybe a few seconds, 25 to 30 seconds, I guess, why is it that you drop your own voluntary action and pick up one of those other substances. So, there's a failure there. And if you observe very carefully, it's a crazy thing. Even this thing called I will think only, I will repeat only the mantra, that I will somehow think, start thinking of something else. At the conscious level, at the voluntary level, at the level at which you think you have some control, even then, at that level, where you think I have some control here, even that is lost suddenly. And instead of thinking the mantra, you are thinking of something else. No one forced you to do that. So wherever we exercise the will, there we fail.
The desire has to be stronger, right?
Oh, that's what you think, madam. So you make this desire stronger. How do you make the desire stronger? Whatever you do, that's it. Whatever you do, unless it happens, it does not happen. It's a big, great statement of the year. Unless it happens, it does not happen. That is why, at some time or the other, one has to examine this thing called will. What is will and how does it arise? How far can I will?
As much as you want to.
Sure? I'm not sure. I'm not sure at all.
Sometimes you find yourself doing, well, I find myself doing things that I've decided
not to do.
Really don't have to
do. Yes.
Nothing in me wants to do them, and
yes.
I'm doing it.
I'm doing it. Exactly. Why does it happen?
But there must be a part of oneself that does want to do something. Because sometimes I...
Yes, I've seen that. I was going to give you another even more troublesome aspect of it. In my case. I agree with her. But then I walk into your trap. You will see you are going to say that some part of you wants to do it. All right, very good. Accept it. So, leave that aside. Often, when I determine to do something, I willed it, I was absolutely determined to do it, the whole circumstance would change. Everything around will change. And I would be forced to do, not that I find myself doing, as she said, I would be forced to do what I hated to do or didn't want to do. And I was pulled away from what I wanted to do. Right? This used to happen long, long ago. And then I found that my Guru, Swami Shivananda, made me do many of these things. Yes? For instance, I wanted to wake up every morning at about 3:30 so that I could sit for my meditation at 4:00. It's very nice, beautiful. Then I said, now I've got ideal conditions, Rishikesh, beautiful ashram, and all things provided, and it is winter time. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And there's long early morning hours, because the sun rose only at about 8 o'clock. And so we have plenty of time for meditation, and it's cool, there's no loss of energy. Come on. 3:30 we get up, and 4 o'clock we meditate. I did it. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 1 week, 10 days, a fortnight. And then suddenly Swami Shivananda says, I want this tomorrow. Then what do? Keep working till 12 o'clock. Then how do you get up at 4 o'clock? 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. It goes on repeating itself. Some correspondence, some this thing, some work. I couldn't say no to Swami Shivananda. Swamiji, you know, I'm determined to wake up at 4 o'clock every morning, and so I wouldn't do this. I don't know if he would have excused me if I had told him that, but I didn't want to. It was this, or about with malaria. Malarial fever. Malaria? Sickness. What is that? Till you learn this simple lesson, that perhaps my will was never meant to be exercised, or it wasn't there at all in the first place. We all start off there. We all recognize that I have a choice, I have a will, I can do this, I can do and I can undo up to a point.
Yeah.
And so we battle and push. Till something comes and knocks you and says, nah, don't be silly. When you come to the end of the precipice, then you somehow know what to do. You are at the edge of the precipice. And only when you reach there, you will know what to do. You can't calculate it now. Can you... Have you been to some of these mountain climbing in sort of precipices? No? Must at least start walking on the balcony sometime. You think here, sitting here comfortably, you think I'll go up to that place and quietly sit on my haunches and keep moving till I come to the edge of the cliff and then put my legs down and sit and watch. This is your planning in 151 South Street. And you go to that cliff. You sit down and push yourself towards the cliff. It doesn't move. The body doesn't move. You do this. You must try this. You must try this to understand this whole philosophy. It's something fantastic. And then you wonder, what on earth is it that doesn't want to move? I want to go. No, I want to go. No. Why go so far? I think one of you can come. Come. Please stand here. With your back to me. I'm here. Huh? I'm fairly strong. I'm not very strong. I'm fairly strong. Huh? I can easily lift you. Right? Do you believe me? Collapse. Fall on me. Fall on me. Very good. Even that is difficult. Even that is difficult. If you observe when you do that, your legs are all shaking. Something is happening in the legs, yes? Something says no. He may not be able to. It's not easy at all. Only children can do that. And I believe some of these Japanese, what do you call them? They can roll. What do you call them?
Humans.
Huh? Acrobats. Acrobats, but they've got a special name for it. What is this thing?
Samurai.
Not samurai.
Karate.
Karate people. Judo karate people. I think they are taught to fall exactly as you did and then roll. Roll down a hillside. It's not easy. Even what you did was not easy for most people. So at one point you learn, my will is not done, thy will be done. Then everything came right. Even my own master used to do this. Play around. You think you can do? Alright. Push it there. Now use your will. See if you can keep yourself awake at night instead of getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning. You can do that? Then you say, alright, I will keep awake and do all these works. He used to pick me and put me somewhere else. Go to the temple and do the puja there. That involved keeping awake till about 10:30 or 11 at night and getting up at 3 o'clock and going back to the temple. What about rest? You can rest during the day. And you become efficient in doing that. Pluck. He used to pluck and put me somewhere else. I had not only willed. Yeah, even this. I told myself, I told everybody in the ashram, I will not leave this place or, you know, go into the cities and so on. Even small towns I used to hate going. In 1960. From nearly 20 years I have been only in cities. I have a sort of hunch now that the moment you say, I will do it, something hovering up there and says, ah, I'll see how you do this. When you are subjected to this treatment, heat treatment, a few times, then you say, not my will, thy will be done. Then that becomes your will too. Not right. it's not as right as easy as that. Then you have no will at all. And just like the digestion happens, life happens, things happen. What has to happen, happens. What has to happen, happens. What has to happen, happened even before. Even when you exercised your will, please understand this a bit more. Even when you exercised your will and you thought you made things happen, only what had to happen happened, not otherwise. This is very beautifully put in the Bible. What is it? Who is an expert by all except by the will of God? So you cannot make anything happen. Even when you thought you had made something happen, it was the will of God that made it happen, not you.
Isn't that why you find yourself doing things that you don't want to do?
Like, that may be due to all sorts of things. No, you can't generalize. So, therefore, the path is a little tricky. First, as long as you have the feeling that you have a will, Which means as long as desires keep arising from in your heart, resist them. Stop them. You recognize that this desire arises in my heart, yes? Stop it. Stop it knowing that if that thing had to happen, it will happen. Complicated, isn't it? So, it happens against your will. Then you know it's God's will. I want to do this. There is an awareness of individuality or ego. There is an awareness of a desire arising. Clearly, yes? At that time, if you say, all right, the desire arises in my heart because it is God's will, then you run into all sorts of difficulties. Never take the desire to be God's will till it has happened. Correct? There is a desire, suppress it. Kick it out. But in spite of your best efforts, what you hated happens. That will be done. What is hate? What you hated is not is a bad word, but you know, you understand what I mean. What you did not want to do, you had to do. You are made to do. What you did not want to do, you are made to do. What you desired not to do, you are made to do. Then you say, "I, that will be done, ma, maja." Then you do it with great delight. Because that's what's happening. What can you do? I did not want to travel. Not a single part of me, neither my toe nor the tip of my hair wanted to travel. Till the 1st March 1960. And as a matter of fact, we had all taken our passports when there was a plan to take Swami Shivananda around the world. Our passports were made then, not because we wanted to go. And this was in 1952. In 1953, the tour was cancelled. The whole idea was scrapped. And the four or five of us who had our passport, we threw it away. It was gathering dust on somebody's shelf. Then suddenly it became necessary. When in 1960, when I asked this Swami, where is the passport? He had to pull it out, dust it, and gave it to me. It was dead. Its life had expired. It was valued only for 6 years or something. 6 years, I think, in those days. So, 52 plus 6, 58, it was finished. Then I had to send it to the passport office to have it renewed, another passport issued. I repeat, from my toenail to the hair, not one cell wanted to travel. So it happens, enjoy it. And when it comes to an end, enjoy it. But one must arrive at the realization. It mustn't be a thought process. You mustn't think this is God's will. No, no. That may be a deception. I must have willed it because I think I have a will. Yes? Will it. Knock against it. Go on. Strive. Struggle. Then fail, To fail after a struggle is something most beautiful. I don't know if you appreciate this. To fail without a struggle is impotence. To give up after a struggle, that's beautiful.